Good morning for the KGLO Farm Desk. Here's a look at your morning farm news for Monday, July 1st on AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Jesse Stewart reporting. Well, taxes are always a top-of-mind topic for farmers. The American Farm Bureau is looking for changes to keep tax policies as friendly to farmers as possible. Chad Smith has more in this report.
The Taxpayer Certainty and Disaster Relief Act of 2019 would bring an early end to important but temporary estate tax exemptions. Pat Wolf, American Farm Bureau Senior Director of Congressional Relations, says that's not good news for American farmers.
Legislation that's moving through the House would roll that higher exemption back 3 years early. That's bad news for farmers and ranchers. First of all, more farms will be over the exemption and have to pay the estate tax, and more farms will have to spend money on estate tax planning because they don't know what the exemption is going to be and when it's going to change.
Farm Bureau also wants reinstatement of an expired renewable energy tax credit that once supported biodiesel production. Wolf says that credit is important to America's soybean farmers.
The fact that Congress has let the biodiesel tax credit expire, it's been gone for over a year now, is really hurting the biodiesel industry. Farmers need markets for their products. Biodiesel can provide that, and Congress needs to get on the move and reinstate tax incentives for biodiesel production.
Wolf says farmers and ranchers need short-line railroads to get their products to market and the supplies they need. Farm Bureau supports tax incentives for the railways.
The short-line rail line credit was a credit to short-line railroads so that they could maintain their tracks. If the tracks fall apart, the trains can't run and farmers lose their access to market.
Chad Smith, Washington.
According to the latest USDA Hogs and Pigs report, the U.S. swine inventory totals 75.5 million head, up 4% from last year. That's the highest June 1st total since this series of reports began in 1964. The breeding herd inventory is up 1% from June of last year. The market hog inventory is up 4%. The March through May pigs per litter total was up 3.5%, more than last year at 11 head. University of Missouri Extension economist Scott Brown says that was a surprise.
When you look at Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Texas, all with growth in excess of 4/10 of a pig relative to a year ago, it certainly suggests to me that some of the disease issues that we've seen in the industry have come in better control, PRRS being the one that sticks out that may have given us this big jump. And I think if we continue to see pigs per litter running at these kinds of growth rates going forward, it spells certainly a lot more hogs as we go through time.
The breeding herd inventory was down in Iowa, Minnesota, and North Carolina. Those declines were offset by production increases in Illinois, Missouri, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Grain Cycles principal Dale Durholz says many questions remain.
Truly, when you're working with the grain side and the feed input side of the mix in here, as we look ahead the next 6-12 months, you know, it's like standing in a bar throwing darts at a dartboard with your back turned to the dartboard right now. You know, there is nothing certain about what we face going ahead.
For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to pork.org or call 800-456-PORK. The USDA issued its June 1st acreage and stocks report last week. USDA is estimating the U.S. farmers planted 80 million acres of soybeans, down 10% from last year. That number represents the lowest soybeans planted acreage in the United States since 2013. Compared to last year, acres planted to soybeans are down in all 29 reporting states. Corn planted area came in at 91.7 million acres, 3% higher than last year. The all wheat planted area for 2019 is estimated at 45.6 million acres, 5% lower than 2018. Now, the stocks report shows a lot of old crop commodities in storage. Soybean stocks totaled 1.79 billion bushels, which were 47% higher than June 1st of 2018. On-farm soybean stocks came in at 207 million bushels, 58% higher than last year. Corn stocks in all positions as of June 1st are 5.2 billion bushels, down 2% from last year. On-farm storage is 2.95 billion bushels, up 7% from last year. Old crop wheat storage estimates came in at 1.07 billion bushels, 2% lower than last year. However, on-farm wheat stocks were up 58% over last year, coming in at 207 million bushels. USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Bill Northey says more than 5,000 dairy operations have signed up for the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program. The exact number was 5,364 as of last Thursday afternoon. Northey says about 40,000 dairy operations are eligible to enroll, but overall he's pleased with the number of producers who've signed up since June 17th. The DMC created by the 2018 Farm Bill replaces the Margin Protection Program for dairy, which many producers didn't like. The Hagstrom Report says the new program will make payments to dairy producers when the difference between the all milk price and the average feed cost, the margin, falls below a certain dollar amount, which is selected by each producer when they sign up for the program. Northey did say the DMC will not solve all the problems of the dairy industry, but told reporters last week that it offers a little bit of support in a challenging time. The program is retroactive to January 1st, while USDA is hopeful of making payments soon. The White House Office of Management and Budget is still working on approving all the details of the program. That is a look at your morning farm news here for this Monday, July 1st on AM 1300 KGLO. Find more on demand at KGLOAM.com under the Farm News section. I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.